There you go.
Seven.
Oh, yeah. Why do we have two different microphones?
Yeah, maybe just from different purposes.
Yeah, there's actually so it's the microphone array data, there's the power data, and there's the headset data. They can correspond to different types of sound.
What would the difference? Yeah, the difference would be interesting. The agenda for this meeting is we'll initially have the prototype presentation by our two designers, and then we will evaluate it given the criteria that that we gave it, and talk about our finances, whether we were under or over our budget. I have a spreadsheet where we can calculate our prices for every aspect of what we made, given our options, and evaluate the product as a group.
Okay.
And so first we'll have the prototype presentation. Do you need the PowerPoint?
Yeah, I've just got a few slides.
All right. Sure.
Thank you.
Based on my group,
and
Mango. Yeah, I will have the company logo here, and this will be the infrared here, and this will be the PowerPoint. The
oh, okay.
Yeah.
So what was the line?
It's in the middle of the little arch,
okay.
And then the other one is the part, and we just have a sample design. We want it all to be
palm
accessible held from your phone. Yeah, palm held.
Yeah.
All the buttons are accessible from your phone.
Notice you have a number 10 button.
Oh, that was a mistake, wasn't it? Right, no. Take that one off. Sorry. I was in charge of the number. And this is just so you've got like 11 and 12.
So 1 plus 1
would
be 11.
Oh,
you press a plus button?
You go 1, 3, yeah.
Oh, okay, I've never heard of that kind before.
Well, we just thought we have all the numbers here, so we wanted something representative of numbers larger than 10.
Yeah.
Because if you, on your average, remote, if you press 1 twice, you just go to, say you wanted channel 12, and you press 1, and you go to channel 1, and then 2, then you just go to channel 2 instead of 12.
Oh,
so if it's like 1 plus 2, you could go to channel 12, or 2 plus 2,
it's
channel
2. Would you have to go 0 plus 1 if you want to go to channel 1 or 2?
No, no, that's why we have all these numbers. These numbers all work independently, up to 9.
Yeah, but I mean, if you press it, it'll go to that channel right away.
Yeah.
Because you gotta press the plus afterwards.
Oh, no, the plus is only for if you're going past the number 9.
Yeah, I know, but if I want to go to, say, number, it's like 65, channel 65, if I press the 6, it'll go to channel 6, and then I'll press the plus, and then it'll go to 6, and then put the 5, and it'll go to 65.
You press the plus first. I would have thought you pressed the plus version 965, but she says plus.
I wouldn't have thought it would be a problem that it went to channel 6 first, like on the way to channel 65.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a problem.
Yeah,
it's just when I like, as long as we realize that's what we'll do.
There's a delay on remotes, I think, where you have it's like a 5 second input time.
Yeah.
So as long as you hit them, duck that
Yeah, that.
It should be fine.
Yeah.
As long as it's not a big pause between two buttons.
Yeah.
So on the top there is volume and
channel. Which
channel
is
at volume up. Okay, cool.
You could just
see and
feel
like that
feel
without
it.
Thinking about it, right?
Yeah.
Where's the power button?
It's in the middle.
It's
kind
of the big
Oh.
So it's just like.
Yeah.
It's
always accessible, it's like taking hand off the remote.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We went for like a circular design for the numbers because we thought that's kind of a more natural movement than just going like that with your thumb.
Oh, okay.
Ergonomics are all concerned.
Ergonomics,
yeah.
It might actually help with the repetitive stress injury.
It could cause
also
another type of movement.
Okay.
But yeah, no, I mean, it's a different movement. So.
Yeah.
And the feel of it, I mean, we've made this out of clay, which is representing the, you know, the rubber,
yeah,
and the spongy rubberness. Because it was said before in the material specification that this anti-RSI materials often used in stress balls, so this has got a, you know, a bit of a give to it. And
yeah,
it
a bit of a stress ball.
Feel it,
yes.
How
long have you had?
My goodness. There you go.
Okay.
Just me?
Yeah. Oh, it's nice. Oh, I think I killed the fly.
I killed
the
board. Okay, as the colours are represented with a limited range of colours for this prototype, but we're thinking that seeing as we're having it in interchangeable casing anyway, that this is not necessarily a representation of the true colours that we would necessarily use or the combination. And we're thinking to carry on with the fruit and vegetable theme, the colour combination just could be named after different fruit, like banana, it could be black and yellow, watermelon, red and green, or vanilla might be the most popular if it just blends in more settled cream instead of the other one, a little bit garish.
I think like vanilla and banana would.
Banana is more representative of our colour scheme, like the company, the yellow and black.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So that for corporate identity, that would probably be the most strength. I mean, watermelon, you know, probably appealing
kind
to
of
the
Christmas, you know.
Yeah. Seasonal. Apple, green, brown, more kind of trendy, you know, khaki.
Yeah.
So
probably
gone
kind of gary and funky kind of. More sophisticated customers.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we thought of the components, it was definitely a focus of ergonomics and just a single handheld device. I mean, you don't need to use both hands, one hand to hold this and type in with the other, you can just use your thumb.
Yeah.
As I said, the rubber is going to use the comfort and anti RSI. That's about it.
All right. Thank you very much.
Good work, everyone.
All right. And so now that we have a prototype, we need to go over the finances and seeing if this prototype matches what our budget can handle.
Mm-hmm.
So I have something I'm going to.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Do you need to do a presentation first?
I don't know what order.
Yeah, I'm gonna check that out for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, sorry, you're right.
The
evaluation criteria is this pain.
Hello.
Press
on
the function again.
That's my good lunch.
And then again, I think. Then we're done.
Oh, just a moment.
Yeah.
Okay, now I think for this one, I could, if you guys prefer to use the whiteboard, or maybe I'll just do it on right on the screen where you can see it. We're going to be doing an evaluation report together based on the prototype that we've just seen. And looking back at my notes from our both our conceptual and our functional meetings, I made a list of what our original requirements and goals were back to our kickoff meeting this morning. And we'll evaluate as to whether we've done what we set out to do. And we're going to do it on a 1 to 7 scale, where 1 is true and 7 is false. So basically, the lower the points, the better. Okay, so question number 1. Is the remote, I'll do it on the whiteboard. I can't change it. So I'm going to ask you to push it down once.
Okay.
I'll write down our scores. Okay, so number 1. Do we have a fancy looking feel?
Feel, I think. We've been quite successful with the rubber coating.
The look is a little bit more playful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it depends on your definition of fancy, but it's definitely different.
Oh,
yeah,
definitely
different,
yeah.
I think the colour has a lot to do with it. I mean, the colours we were given for making a prototype aren't the colours that I think we would have necessarily chosen. It's not the kind of...
we were given red and black.
Red, black and yellow and orange.
Yes.
And we don't want to go for black because most remote people are black and white, so we don't stand out that way.
But if you can imagine that in, like, as just a, maybe a kind of pale metallic-y finish or something.
Metallic-y finish,
well, I mean, it's for rubber. If you can visualize this in nice colours, I think it would look
good.
Yeah.
I kind of like the potato look. For a vegetable, it depends on your mood.
Yeah, totally.
So I myself would say a 1 or 2.
Yeah. I would say 2, personally.
I'd say 2, I think.
Okay.
Fanciness.
Yeah.
1 being true. So.
I had 2.
2?
Sorry.
Okay. that's just made it confusing. Okay, so question number 2 was, is it technologically innovative? So I know we have the kinetic energy, which is very innovative.
Yeah.
And the use of the rubber.
The use of the rubber.
The RSI.
LED.
Yeah. The LED used isn't particularly innovative.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have any scroll buttons. It's all push buttons. There's no LCD control. So if we're thinking about the rest of the market.
Yeah.
It's sort of probably halfway in some aspects. It is.
Yeah, I think it's 3.
I'll go for 3.
And I think, I mean, it's tough to say because we didn't want it to be any more innovative than this because then
it
would defeat its purpose. So, I mean, I will put 3, but I think we actually reached our goal.
Yeah.
We didn't want it any more than that. Okay, question number 3. Will it be easy to use?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think.
I mean, that we have to work out the number.
The plus
number. Once that's figured out. Number 4, is this a good looking remote? Remember that 75% of users find most remote controls ugly.
Again, I think the color comes into this.
Yeah, color will definitely be a factor.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the logo could be smaller.
Okay.
Yeah.
And maybe not such a prominent way.
But
maybe like at the bottom.
The management said that it had to be
prominent. Well, it just had to be on
there,
I guess.
Yeah. Not touch it. Starts with 3 and I was just wondering if it should be like flatter.
I suppose that would be quite big.
I like the appeal of it being like a big glob.
But you know what I just thought of then, right? Where's it going to sit in your bedroom? Is it not going to fall off?
Maybe if the bottom is just sort of flat,
the bottom
and the rest is
like
chopped a bit.
But then it's not as comfortable as you have.
Oh, that's true.
It would still be comfortable.
Things like that.
You can handle it.
It could be on the bottom, so you want to, like, if it's flat here, so it sits up.
Yeah.
Like that.
Oh, that would be nice.
I fall over all the time.
If it's weighted, maybe.
You can always
tell.
We're done designing.
Okay, so is this a good good looking remote. We want to show it off to our friends.
You would though, because it's more interesting than other.
Yeah.
I think it was another color and it was like, I think it'd look okay, maybe two.
I mean, I
have
to put
of that rather than like your average.
Yeah.
Remote like that, but definitely in another color, I'm not happy with that.
Okay, so should we say two?
Sure.
Yeah.
Question number five was, will people be willing to spend 25 euros on this product? Remember that 80% of users were willing to spend more money when remote control looked fancy.
I think we have to market it in the right way, though.
Yeah.
Just say that it is simplistic so people can just see it and think, this is so simplistic, I don't want to spend 25 euros. We have to market it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Market
it
a lot.
And the
kinetic
energy.
Yeah.
Make it durable.
So yeah,
then. No, I guess I don't know much about the remote control industry and how much your average sells for.
But you're a marketing expert.
I know, I am. Right.
I think they're about 10. 10.
Okay. But you don't have to buy batteries, so in the long term, this can actually save money on the market.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think with a good marketing scheme and the personalization options. So.
Yeah, I would give it a two. Still.
Yeah.
Okay, number six. Can someone read out?
Does this prototype match the operating behavior of the average user?
Yeah.
So that was mainly good.
Yeah.
I think it does.
The statistics
as
well.
Yeah, because the most accessible buttons are the volume and the channel changing, and
yeah.
It's just you don't have to think about it. You don't have to look down to find them. Clearly, they're easy to use.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I think the keyword there is average, because there were some people that used the video input and sound and stuff.
Yeah.
But they're not you and I really. So. Okay. So one.
Yeah.
Okay. Number seven. Can you push it down? Will this remote control be easy to find when lost? Remember that 50% of users lose their remote regularly.
We have the alarm system.
Is the alarm system still implemented?
Yeah, when you press the alarm system, the lights.
Yeah, lights on and or flashes on. But I mean, it's not obvious from the outside that that's going to happen. Because you can't particularly see
the light from the inside.
Yeah, the light, it will.
Or
was it
when the alarm's not? Yeah, if you
push the button, makes the noise, right?
Yeah.
It
turns into a duck and starts quacking.
Yeah.
Here I am.
Awesome.
That would be great.
If it was having an alarm system, I mean, when it lights up, it could light up when the alarm went.
Yeah.
But if it was hidden underneath the cushion or something, there wouldn't be any point. So you can't see the alarm, but it would light up.
I thought it was making noise.
Yeah,
alarm. You can't see an alarm inside. It's the alarm system itself.
Okay.
Well, you're just explaining why it's not on the project.
Yeah.
But yeah, it'll be
yeah.
So
okay.
We can say that.
Yeah. Sorry.
We can give it a one because compared to every other remote ever made, this one will be easier to find.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry,
Heather.
No problem.
Question number eight. Will it be easy to learn how to use this remote when brand new? Remember that 34% of users usually found it difficult. So
totally.
It has to be, they'll pick it up and they'll know what to do.
The plus
thing
is. Once that's written down on the page,
I think just because we've decided to reduce it down to the basic buttons, I think that in itself makes it.
Does
so
it
much
make
easier
more sense for the middle one to be just an enter button? So then you would have to push two buttons every time, at least.
Yeah, since it's like channel six.
That
six,
case annoys me though, and it's 0 6.
We just have to press 0.
You can just press 6, enter.
Oh, okay.
And then
all
12
is
to enter.
Oh, my
God.
Yeah, I think that's probably more straightforward. Yeah.
Okay, so we can. We'll say yes, it's one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Question number 9. Will minimize the effects of RSI, which was repeated strain injury, which affected over a quarter of users.
Nice. So it's like right in the.
But if you're
your thumb might get a little.
Yeah,
bit.
Yeah.
Like,
I just think it will.
We may have to do some more research into other strain injuries
that
we don't know about.
But it is soft.
Mm-hmm.
It's soft.
And that's kind of what the.
And people
the PowerPoint slide thing said would be good for
yeah.
RSI, so.
I don't know whether they're all simply said on.
Yeah.
That's true. Cause, I mean, you can hold your left hand and use your index finger. But there's not really any other options unless it's like a keyboard. So
yeah.
Yeah.
I think we did as much as you can with remote control.
Yeah.
So, one or two, do you think?
I'd say two.
Okay. Okay, number 10, did we somehow incorporate the company color and logo?
Yes, we did.
Now, is the color going to be there even if it's like vanilla? Is the yellow?
We can't really do that because, for example, on the banana thing, we can't have that as being yellow.
Mm-hmm.
It won't stand out. So it's not always going to be the same color.
It sounds like a color something that we want.
Yeah, the colors are yellow and gray.
Gray. Yeah.
So it could be gray on the banana one.
Yeah, it could be gray.
Yeah.
I mean, the yellow's ugly though.
Yeah, that's right. We didn't.
So I think we'll have to talk to our executive managers and
mm-hmm.
see if we can get away with just the RR.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think this is the fact that we've been least successful in the
front of
things.
Maybe that's great, and it wouldn't be that expensive to have a little bit of that. Yeah.
That was fine, it's in the middle. So, do you think that's number three then?
Yeah.
Four?
Four, I think four. Well, I don't.
But we have good reasons for it, so maybe we can still put a. Four?
Okay.
Okay, and final question. Do we stay true to our motto and put the fashion into our electronics? Current trends of fruits and veggies, desire for sponginess.
I would say so.
Following that briefing, we just.
But maybe. More like two, because there's no like pictures of fruit, it's just sort of naming it by a fruit.
Yeah.
Like
the
color scheme names and stuff.
Now, are the plates interchangeable? I think I'm missing.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
are. So you can have banana and kiwi. And
yeah.
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 Okay, so that's something that's kind of in the making too. Like maybe it'll become more.
That's fashionable in itself, to have interchangeable plates.
Mm-hmm.
I think. Well, that was a brief.
The thing is, I think if somebody saw that and you said, what was that inspired
mm-hmm.
from? I don't know if you'd instantly say, mango.
Yeah. Maybe if it was scented.
Oh, yeah. There we go. That was great.
Yeah, we have money for that. All right, so based on this evaluation, do we average them out?
Yes, we do. So what was I going to put for that? Two for fashion?
I would say two.
Yeah.
Okay, so our average number 5, 6, 8, 10, 11, 12, 13, 15, 19, 21, divided by 11.
1.9 is 1.
Yeah.
I don't know these things.
Between 1 and 2.
Between 1 and 2.
Okay.
So that's pretty easy.
Okay. Yeah, that's really good. It's the highest we got is 1.
Alright.
Same thing.
Yeah,
because it seems like it should be more around two.
Yeah.
So you have an online calculator.
I'm attempting to do that.
Okay.
Yeah, it is 1.9.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Oh,
that's excellent. Right, now that over and done with, our next step is to see if we are under budget. And my computer's frozen. It's not. So, in our shared folder, if everyone could go there right now,
sorry.
I'm going to still look in.
Is that the project?
It's an Excel file of
production cost.
Yeah. Okay. Production cost. And I have to access that as well. One moment. Okay, so far I've added what I think. Or what is going on. Great. going to marry. It's locked for editing. I'm gonna open up a second one then. It's locked for editing. I have the original in my email account.
Or is it locked because I'm in it?
I don't know.
It just means that we can't add any more to it now. Have you completed it?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I was hoping that you guys could.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. So we need to tally up how much our product will be costing. So you can look up at the screen, left screen. I guess looking at your own too and telling you which one you think. Okay, we're using Kinetic, which is quite a large expense, like 3 euros.
Yeah.
We're using a regular chip.
Yeah.
It's curved. It's double curved. So it's curved all around. It's another 3. We're already at 5. We're using plastic and rubber.
Yeah.
So, I think plastic is free.
What's special?
Yeah. I guess we should do it just for one kind.
Yeah.
So it's like special color. We'll have 2 colors, right?
Yeah.
Well, one color for the case, one color for the buttons,
mm-hmm.
So we can. We have push button interface, so that's expensive. And we have a special color for the button, and we also have a special form. And special material. Which puts us just barely in the budget. Hooray!
Congratulations!
Yeah. Good, guys. So our operating cost is 1220 euros. Awesome. And back to our PowerPoint. So yes, we are. So we need to do a project evaluation again, which is probably a different extension
of the actual project rather than the product.
Yeah.
Hmm.
A project. It's easy.
Yeah. Yeah, because we're talking
so
about
how we actually went around the lab, didn't we?
Yeah. All right. So, do you guys feel like there was room for creativity?
I think we were pushing it.
Pushed for creativity.
I mean, we weren't really given a lot of time or
materials.
Yeah, to go about our design tasks. So
yeah.
I think we could have done with a bit more time.
Okay, so we like need more time and materials.
Yeah.
But you were allowed creativity.
Yeah.
Okay, so it was like, but you were supposed to.
Yeah, and like conceptual and functional. Like, we were very creative in coming up with an idea, I guess.
Yeah. Well, we just limited by resources.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
okay.
If we had decided to use the LCD screen and like solar power backup and everything, we wouldn't have been able to afford that. So that did limit
creativity.
Just the resources. But yeah.
Leadership? Is this meeting like, guys, do you like me?
Good leadership, I think we stayed on task.
Yeah,
yeah.
We did, seeing as we've come out with what we intended, a product within the budget, I think that's a sign of the leadership. And also our personal coach helped us along the way. So,
yeah.
You know.
And the timing was good. We never were pushed for time or sat around doing nothing. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we are well suited to our roles.
Yeah.
All right, how are our needs? We need more Play-Doh colors.
Yeah, and more Play-Doh, because that was all the red we had. So
yeah,
if we wanted to make it bigger, we would have
Okay.
Whatever. satisfactory? Is that?
Yeah, the computer programs were good.
Yeah, it was really straightforward for the computer.
Yeah,
I think the only thing was having to remember to, you know, to, okay, so
yeah.
I think I was the only one who struggled with that.
I'm actually not sure if I've saved the presentation.
Yeah.
The part still needs to be there.
New ideas found. I don't really know what that means.
Oh, I think we've all learned stuff from each other, but then, about each stuff like that. So, got new ideas from each other.
And that's new ideas. Yeah, well, I guess we bounced off of each other, which was cool.
Yeah.
Like, based on marketing stuff, and then we'd say something about interface. And
yeah.
And we were able to modify each other's ideas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Different ones with our areas of expertise.
Yeah.
Oh, is that smart materials,
by the way? Sorry?
Is that smart materials?
Oh, yeah. Did it come in?
I
don't know if we counted that. No.
Okay. Well, that achieved. Our last slide is our closing slide. Yes, our costs are within budget.
Yes.
It's evaluated generally positively.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And don't forget to complete final questionnaire and meeting summary. Then we celebrate in such a way that I have no idea.
Okay, brilliant.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye.
Conclusion.